Washington. You can't believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate everything today. I tell you, the people don't seem aware at all. Too many other things to do. And everything is falling down. For the deaf, dumb, and
blind. Good morning, America. This is the Jim Guest Show, coming to you live as usual from the heartland of America, from the great state of Missouri. I am your host, Jim Guest, a Missouri state representative working to protect our freedoms and our God-given rights. Here in Missouri, we're getting down to crunch time with only 3 weeks left in our legislature as we try to figure out how to spend this free stimulus money coming from us, how to get legislation passed through in the last 3 weeks to reclaim our 10th Amendment and to stop the Real ID Act. This is very common as many legislatures around the country are faced with the task of last-minute maneuvering and what to do with the money, whether to put it in their budgets or what have you. I continue to work here in Missouri to enlarge my coalitions of legislators around the country, LORI, and continue to work with my Committee for America's Freedom, which outlines my five basic points to keeping America free, or to try and reclaim some of our freedoms that we're on the verge of losing. This week we have an open show, so you're free to call in. We've had some callers in the past who, towards the end, we had to cut off or they didn't have time to fully discuss their points. So this week, hopefully, as you call in, we'll have time to take your calls and discuss fully those issues that you want to discuss, that we need to discuss. And as usual, there is no shortage of issues. Here in Missouri, yesterday in Kansas City, several groups in Kansas City got together to end the Fed rally, or maybe we call it the audit the Fed rally, or maybe it should be called let's institute a sound money policy rally. Congressman Ron Paul is pushing his H.R. 1207. To audit the Federal Reserve System, to let people know that we have a reserve system out there that needs to be accounted for, that we need to know what's behind it. I think it's up close to 90-some co-sponsors on it now. It's becoming more and more difficult for certain congressmen to not get on board and to call for a auditing of this system. We in Missouri here have, I think, four congressmen who are already on it, and I think there's going to be a huge push put on next Tuesday to deliver petitions to various legislators or various congressmen to let them know from their constituents that they expect them to seriously consider signing on to this. So many people, I was being interviewed by a local TV program there in Kansas City yesterday, and the newsman was unaware that the Federal Reserve System was not a branch of the federal government. He was also not aware of what the Real ID is. We'll talk about that briefly on our program as we getting some word out of Washington, D.C. that they say they're going to scrap the Real ID. In essence, they're probably going to just rename it to keep it going. So that will be some of the topics we'll be talking about this week. The number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break and continue our program.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea, but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya. He's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no.
Madison. Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. As usual, my co-host Tom Ritter is with me. Good morning, Tom, and how's everything in your part of the country?
Good morning, Jim. We're having lovely weather here in Missouri, and I hope we have lovely weather up in Jeff City, and the legislative body is receptive to your bills and all your legislation you're trying to pass.
Oh, it's in some aspects it's receptive, and other aspects there is the ugly side of politics that keeps working there. So with 3 weeks left, there will be a lot of pressure put on. We've got a group coming in Wednesday to help walk the halls and push my legislation. I've got my resolution that calls for reclaiming our 10th Amendment rights, our sovereignty. And so I feel good about it. I've talked to the sponsor or the chairman of the committee, and they've got several resolutions. They haven't voted them out yet, but it's kind of difficult for me to see where anyone would have a valid reason to not support those. So I know that it wouldn't take very long for them to vote it out and go to the Senate floor for a vote. So, but I will be monitoring that closely this week. An interesting thing happened on my Real ID, as I mentioned, I think. Last week, I got it voted out of the House. There was a little bit of an effort to kill the legislation, not because they don't like it, but just because of who's sponsoring us. That's part of the ugly part of politics.
Was that with your revision?
That was with a revision, yes, for Missouri to reject the Real ID Act and stop the department from revenue from selling your personal information when you apply for a driver's license or a license plate tab. And also, it prohibits them from collecting biometric information on you, which is very strong, as we know that as they expand their effort to compile this biometric database on everybody in this country, that we get that language in there and get that stopped. So
now, was that passed out of the House, you said, though?
It's passed out of the House, and it has to get referred to a committee in the Senate side, typical of any federal or at state level. I wrote a letter asking the Senate pro tem to refer it to a particular committee. The committee had the bill heard in last year, which the chairman was very responsive and very supportive of it. The Senate pro tem has sent that to some obscure committee in an effort to kill it. However, we will work. I'm going to work with the chairman, with some of the committee members, and see if we can't get that voted out there. Ironically, there was a letter sent from called Numbers USA out of Virginia to people to get them involved to stop this legislation. The question would be, how did a group in Virginia know, they knew about my letter, which was sitting in the Senate pro tem's office? They knew which they knew which committee I'd asked for it to go to.
Oh boy!
They had they listed all the committee members. They said contact them, you know, to stop this.
A group out of Virginia. Keep in mind, right, from Missouri, and this is a group out of Virginia.
Yep, and somehow somebody on the inside must be working to tip them off. So we face battles every day. In doing some research, we find out that they are an anti-immigration group. You know, I'm opposed to illegal immigration, but they're saying that this bill aids illegals in this country. We also find out that they're sort of tied to a SecureDriversLicense.org and something called the AAMVA. So it's a little bit suspicious what's going on here.
Yeah, I wonder if that group has overtaken, because I thought in the past they were actually on the right side of many issues. That's kind of curious that they were opposing you on this. Maybe they've been derailed or something. But that's interesting also, like you're saying, there's somebody on the inside that's actually working with them. And the other point is, why would somebody in Virginia care about what's going on in Missouri? You know, they should have no business dealing with our politics.
That's a good question. They sent their letter to the five or six liberty-minded organizations here in Missouri. Some were the Missouri Libertarian Party, the Campaign for Liberty, the Missouri, not the Republican Party, but then for a Republic, so somebody inside must have been working to basically stop my legislation. To tip them off with, there's no way that they would have known which committee I was asking that to be referred to. And they also knew that it had got support last year. So somebody, a friend of mine someplace, got a copy of this, and they forwarded it on to me.
Yeah, with friends like that, you don't need enemies, right?
Because it said Numbers USA, which is the name of this group, said that they make it sound like the Real ID is a way to counter illegal immigration. But, of course, it won't do that, because it says that the president and others push for a large amnesty bill. Any ideas on how to change the view on this and how we can counter this attack on what Jim Guest is promoting? That was the question. It said Numbers has a huge following, and they will be hard to overcome. But anyway, this individual said he is strongly opposing the Real ID because he understands the danger to it, and where it goes from there. So anyway, we've got a caller this morning. Let's talk to our good friend John in Tennessee. Good morning, John, and welcome to the program here this morning.
Hello, Jim. Let's see here. Okay, that's better, isn't it?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, well, you know that Numbers USA is Frosty Wooldridge's site. You know that, right?
They're tied to what?
Frosty Wooldridge, an RBN host, has actually got Numbers USA. That's one of his websites. So I'm understanding that he's in support of you in your opposition to the Real ID, right?
Yes.
No,
okay,
he's opposing Jim Guest's Real ID Act.
Yeah, the
Numbers USA is opposing the Real ID Act?
No, he's opposing Jim's opposition to it. We got two negatives here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Numbers USA is Frosty Wooldridge's site. And on most things, I wasn't aware that he was in favor of the Real ID.
He somehow feels that that's going to, the Real ID Act is actually going to help with the illegal immigration problem. But as you know, John, that's not the case. It actually has exclusions written in that to not include illegal immigrants.
Well, not only that, we all know that the Real ID Act is an attempt to identify rather than prove your citizenship.
So we need to contact Frosty on that.
Well, he's pretty easy to get a hold of, I guess, through John or someone at the main office to get a hold of Frosty. I don't know if he's a current host, but he was. Something that I wanted to run by you and see if you've heard anything more about it. I was listening to Greg Evenson's show yesterday, and according to him, Alberta and Montana are both, if I understood correctly, in process or formulating some kind of documentation to secede Montana from the U.S. and Alberta from Canada. You heard anything about that?
I had not. No, I had not heard about Montana or Alberta. Although I did, I get so many emails. I did see some story about Alberta, but I didn't have time to fully read it. Maybe that's what they were referring to.
Well, it could be, but it's inner. You know, they share a common border. They could remain independent, or they could join together.
Yeah, I thought the intent was to form a coalition, and I think they heard this about a week ago, and they got confirmation they could actually release this to the public yesterday, and they did so on RBN.
Right. Well, okay, I just wanted to let you know that it is Frosty Wooldridge's site. He's got two or three different ones, and one of them is Numbers USA. And on most things, if he, you know, I'm in disagreement with him. If he's in favor of the real ID. I know he's very concerned about the population of California and the United States in the next 30 years, but if they don't do something a little bit quicker than that, I don't believe we have another 30 years.
Yeah, and the Real ID Act is not the answer. Securing the border is the answer for that situation.
You know, absolutely.
All right, well, I won't keep you. I'll let other callers on maybe know a little bit more about Frosty's
stance, you know,
than I do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. You know, the problem is they seem to think that the Real ID Act will stop illegals from getting a driver's license. Right now, I don't think illegals are supposed to be able to get a driver's license in any state anyway. Here in Missouri, the procedure to get a Real ID Act, a Real ID card, is identical to what it is to get a driver's license. Illegals are not supposed to be able to get a driver's license now. And the Real ID Act will not change that procedure at all. It will not make it any more difficult or any easier. So that's the fallacy behind this, the fact that they think it's going to stop illegals from getting it. Unless some states have an open door policy that anyone can get a driver's license.
I think there are a couple states, but once again, I think the Real ID Act has exclusions for that.
Yep.
David, we'll get to you after the break.
Yeah,
David.
Hang on, David. We'll be right back after this break.
To Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no.
Hey, good morning again, and welcome back to the Jim Guest Show, the program to promote and protect freedom. Let's go to California and let's talk to David. Good morning, David, and welcome to the program.
Hey, morning, Jim. Hey, I didn't catch who your guest was.
I've got Tom Ritter on. He co-hosts. He's a freedom-loving individual from south of St. Louis. He worked for the Boeing company there for many years. He's very active in the campaign for liberty, preserving the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, anything that our forefathers would be very proud of him. So he's helping co-host my program this morning again.
All right, great. Morning, Tom. You know, what I was interested in is, you know, of course, this whole, you know, decision to carve up the world in the dreams and follies of the super rich, you know, every bit of these techniques, you know, playing various groups against each other is coming into play. For example, the immigration issue versus the national ID, that's a really profound issue. And the idea that with NAFTA and GATT, they've advertised these major marketing ideas like NAFTA and GATT as a great big happy family of the world, but then when they start building fences and national IDs, they're demanding that When they talk about NAFTA and GATT, they say that there's going to be a great efficiency and that governments will not only be big happy families, but they'll be very efficient because of trading policies. Well, when you start tacking a leech on, like ID systems and all sorts of very heavy-handed security issues, you know, like a fence. I think they're talking about that fence at this point as $1 million a foot. You know, they used to talk about the $1 million mile for a highway. Those are now $60 million for the average highway. And the fence down there is going at $1 million a foot. So, you know, you're talking about a great big economic plan, which is supposed to make the world more efficient, but just reading the old book, Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, it makes it very plain that the Roman Empire fell apart when they were getting so bogged down in security issues that they couldn't even fill any potholes. And
they imploded, you know, didn't they?
Beg pardon?
They imploded. They fell from within.
Well, right. I mean, they had essentially ticked off the world so much that they had they were always paranoid. And their paranoia forced them to spend every dollar they had on security issues. And if they had just dealt with a few basic justice issues, they wouldn't have created so much need for so much security. And, for example, and this goes back to Clinton's era, when NAFTA got passed, I was going through my my old tape recordings the other day, and apparently 2 days after NAFTA got passed, the Mexican legislature forced the Mexican minimum wage to remain the same. So in other words, if they were going to all of a sudden create the big happy family that was going to rise all boats in Mexico, all of a sudden the Mexican Congress locked in the minimum wage at a frozen number so it could not rise. And so market forces could not work, so to speak, and the Mexicans get a better wage so they could stay at home instead of coming up here. So the fact of the matter is neither Clinton or Bush ever did anything to allow the Mexicans to get a wage increase. And so they are forced. There was a point. I'm about 50 years old. And when I was a kid, I believe you could get 16 pesos to the dollar. So that was about 8 cents apiece. And there was a point when they were well over 3,000 pesos to the dollar. So, you know, at the exchange rates, you know, in Mexico, there is no way you can survive things like that. That's like the Germans with wheelbarrows full of money. There's no way in the world they'd survive it. Just coming up to America for an afternoon, you know, at minimum wage in San Diego would get you, you know, half million pesos or something like that. So, you know, the whole idea that we are being conned into making bad moves by lack of justice. Everybody knows, you know, for example, the Mexican government is essentially run by American oil companies and, you know, American sweatshop owners. So those guys haven't got the ability to let the Mexicans get a little higher wage in order to survive. They've created, it's the American and international sweatshop owners who refuse to pay taxes or, you know, show any loyalty to America. They are the ones who are forcing the Mexicans up here to get, you know, as little work as they can possibly get. Most people would rather stay at home with their families instead of going traveling thousands of miles to do you know, work that nobody else would want to do. So I see that we're being played for fools, and there are a lot of different opportunities that we can take that will improve everybody's life. And one of them for me would be creating alternative currencies so that we don't have to dance to the, you know, the various economic masters who are dealing with stolen money. Are you familiar with various alternative currency ideas?
Yeah, you've hit a lot of things on the head. We're coming to a break here is what our problem is. So if you want to stay tuned, got you, Keith from Indiana. This is the Jim Guest Show. Stay tuned.
And New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use from Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Life is an avenue mentality.
America to the Jim Guest Show. We were visiting with David, or David was giving his views on NAFTA and GATT, and I certainly have to agree with him that we need to stop the incentive for them to come to this country. I think that is where our problem is. If they kept their minimum wage the same in Mexico, then our business going down there did not provide any economic boom to them, and that is where the problem is. I've talked to a number of those working in this country from south of the border. They're up here for strictly the financial reasons, and as they say, they want to go back to their home country, but it's just a matter of being able to make a living. So you gave some very good points there, David. Like I said, the minimum wage being held constant, I was not aware of. So,
yeah, you can look that up. It's pretty amazing. I was shocked when I heard that. Maybe I could find that audio file and send it over to you sometime. But the one thing that caught my attention, too, and this is, it's kind of an odd one. You know, I've always looked at history and religion. You know, everybody's known that, for example, the slaves had to talk in languages that the masters would approve of, so to speak. So in American history, gospel songs, many songs were written that had allusions to freedom, and the slave masters couldn't kill them because they were singing, you know, songs of Christianity. So the whole concept of selling souls, The national ID seems to me an opportunity for some major corporations to be selling souls. If, say, for example, have you heard of ChoicePoint?
I think I have.
Yeah, that's the company that they used in the Florida election.
Yes.
Yeah, and if the other listeners aren't aware of it, back in 2000, actually probably 1999, the state of Florida paid a company, ChoicePoint, to get criminals off the voting list. And in the past, the most Florida had ever spent on a project like that was something like, you know, $5,000. Well, they paid ChoicePoint millions. If I remember right, it was either $5 or $7 million to pull people off. And at the time, ChoicePoint then went out of their way to find a Sam Smith. If they had a Sam Smith in Broward County or something, they'd find a Sam Smith who had committed a crime in the past and then take him off the list. Well, they'd find a Sam Smith in Montana. They'd find a Sam Smith in Nevada and take two Sam Smiths off. And didn't matter if they had the same middle initial, the birth date, the crime in 1932. And as a matter of fact, investigative reporter Greg Pallast discovered that they actually had over 3,000 people who had committed crimes in the future, and they were able to take people off the voting list. So they took at least 90,000 people off the list, and they spent millions ruining people's reputations with fake information. And they essentially, ChoicePoint did this in Florida, and that's why the Florida election was so screwed up, one of the reasons. But then after Bush got into the White House, he then gave ChoicePoint the Homeland Security contract to do that for all 50 states plus the U.S. military. So American records are totally screwed by ChoicePoint. And if I remember right, many of the major... I think Martin Marietta, and there it may also be that Boeing is trying to capture the ability to track welfare recipients. And so they're building databases on who collects welfare in different forms and giving it over to these military contractors. So to me, that's selling souls. And it has to do with if we're going to be a big happy family, you know, of international trade, but they don't want anybody to travel to, you know, to make any money. If the minimum wage is frozen, if the sweatshop owners are really running the world, they want wages to be low in various parts of the world so they can, you know, rape and run. And the idea of having national IDs to keep everybody scared all the time, ruining people's reputation so that they don't have any representation to stop this junk, it just crosses my mind that the concept of selling souls is kind of identical to the whole idea of national ID. And I would bet that this happened back in Babylon and, you know, the ancient France and, you know, the various times in Italy when people had to have, even Leonardo da Vinci couldn't travel from town to town. He had to have traveling papers by one duke or another. And so this whole idea of ruining reputations, they create an industry virtually of selling souls.
Yeah, and once they have everybody categorized in that database, they're going to manipulate and use that to their advantage any way they need to. And from history, and if you're ever in the agricultural business, you'll know if whoever numbers the beast owns the beast. And I think that's the end game.
Well, it's funny, you know, the idea of numbering people would come into it. The idea of whether or not anybody is ever able to truly buy or sell a soul is kind of beside the point. But in terms of, say, for example, the slaves having to talk in a language that the master can't stop, selling souls does translate. It may not be fully accurate, but it sure means that somebody can ruin your life by creating a number for you and a database and everything else. So, you know, apparently Hitler did pretty well with index cards, and so did J. Edgar Hoover. You know, they didn't have to have computers like we have today, but the idea that you can control somebody's life by controlling knowledge of their income, knowledge of their residence, knowledge of their family tree, knowledge of any number of different aspects of their lives, their medical history. Good grief.
Well, David, once you're in that database, and if you say something that the government doesn't like or do something the government doesn't like, if they turn you off, you won't be able to buy, sell, have a job, or do anything that normal society allows. So that's
the problem
with
this national database. Once you're in it, then you know they can be controlled, and that's the scary part. If we ever have a real ID card, they can turn you off and invalidate your right to do anything, to travel, enter anything, or actually make a purchase. You can become a non-citizen, basically. So there's some far-reaching effects upon that. So, hey, David, I hate to cut you off, but we've got Keith from Indiana hanging on here patiently, and I want to give him a chance. Thank you. Keith from Indiana, you still hanging with us?
Yes, I'm here, Jim.
Oh, thank you. You're a patient. You're more patient than some of us around here.
Oh, just listen on the speakerphone. I would have been listening on my computer if I wasn't.
All right,
so.
Good.
Anyway, John from Tennessee prompted me to call in when he mentioned Frosty Woodridge, and then I wanted to make just a couple brief points going up about the Mark of the Beast. But I called this guy Frosty one time because I grew up in a public school, and I believed all this population problem, the world's overpopulated. Heard a man on a Christian radio station said that you could take all 6 billion people in the world at that time. I think we're 6 3/4 billion or around there now, but it's 6 billion people, and you could fit them into Jacksonville, Florida. And I said, that's not possible. So I got out the almanac. It's a large city. I did the math. He was right. You know, and I said, you know, you couldn't sustain life. They'd be standing shoulder to shoulder. But, you know, one city in one state of one country, you look at all the land over all the earth, we don't have an overpopulation problem. We have an economic problem, which is also a symptom of a spiritual problem. In other words, turning away from God's law. You know, there's all these groups. Ted Pike is fighting against the hate crime legislation. Your niche is in Real ID. I've been concerned about it for years because I'm a Bible believer. And I get amazed at these pastors who teach that, oh, the mark is just something in your mind. You know, it's in your hand because it's the works you do with your hand. They're lying. They looked up the word, they'd see the word mark is scratch or etching. There's a real physical manifestation, whether it's a computer chip or some other technology like a tattoo. It's going to be given. And we have to resist it. And then we got all these other pastors, you know, Romans 13. So here's Paul in prison for not obeying the ordinances of man, writing an epistle. The ordinance is just administration. God knew that some of our people at different times would be under monarchies, we'd be in republic, we'd be in limited monarchies, parliaments. There's different ordinances, administrations. But still, we have to obey the law of God, and that's the root problem. Our pastors don't even understand the law. They don't even look up the words that pertain to law. They don't know a commandment from an ordinance. They don't know the precepts.
Well, the seminaries were taken over like every other university, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, see, the thing that bothers me the most, I mean, Ted Pike's mad at me, but see, he's a universalist. I'm a covenant believer. I've told him all you have to do is look up God in the concordance. When it says God of, you'll see so many I couldn't even count them. It's God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of our fathers. And then you go to Abraham and Israel in the concordance in the newer scriptures, Matthew through Revelation, never changed. God made a covenant with one people. They're all descended from the loins of Jacob. And the Bible's the history of Israel, the law given to Israel. They just have to understand what was eternal law. Commandments never changed. Precepts never changed. We just went from administration, ordinance of the old covenant or the Mosaic covenant to the new covenant when Christ shed his blood. And there's a whole new administration of law. The whole sacrificial system all pictured redemption. Well, redemption happened 2,000 years ago. We look back to it as Moses looked forward to it. But these pastors are going to seminaries. This is my point. We have a problem because this group of internationalists, international bankers and the Talmudists together, have controlled the whole world economically. They're the middlemen. they tell how much the farmer can receive in payment for his crops. And, you know, they're in manufacturing. They take any factory. All the international companies are all part of this global system. They're all gone. And, you know, if things were right, see, I agree with Frosty about illegal immigration. I hate it. It's not biblical to not defend your borders. See, we're letting out kinds of, if you read the first chapter of Isaiah, you know, strangers devour your land and your presence. And we're powerless to do this because we have not repented. We have not returned to the God of our fathers. Our pastors don't even know they're Israelites, and they don't know the God of the Bible is the God of Israel.
You know, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
You are absolutely, absolutely correct. By the way, I'm Louise. I'm representing the guest chief of staff. One thing, most people take my master's degree was in biblical studies. Most people take Israel as being literal. And something you said really strikes me as really, really good. Israel means people of God. It doesn't mean you have to be Jewish. It means if you are a believer in God, you are his children. And if you abide by his law and his covenant, you are a covenant people. Isn't that what you feel?
Well, if we had enough time, I mean, I'd... let me just say this on that. I believe that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were real men, and
yep.
Israel is a flesh and blood people, just
mm-hmm.
like Paul says in Romans 9, verse 3 to 5. The adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of law, the service of God, and the promises all pertain to Israel according to the flesh. Now, he made a promise. He said, those who bless Israel will be blessed, so others will be blessed. But the body of Christ is made up of believers who are Israelites, according to the flesh. That's the church. This worldwide Great Commission is all based on false doctrine from ignoring the covenant. You see, you can't go out and make anyone a spiritual Israelite. You can't do that. There's no spiritual Israel in the Bible. It's not there. It's a foundational lie. You know, there's so many. I mean, a foundational understanding even of man. Everybody still talks about a human race. Well, we have races of man. We have different kinds of man. We don't have one mankind. And
right.
You can study the word man. Look it up. There's Enosh and there's Adam. There's different families of Enosh.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, it's so confused. And that's what God said. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ted Pike gets mad at me. I said, you're not going to stop the hate speech. If you read in Revelation 18, it says, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in me, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in me. In the terrible times we're facing, it is going to be against the law to teach in the name of Jesus.
Absolutely.
I think it already is, isn't it?
Pretty much. But
hey,
then
Keith,
again,
I want to go back to your Mark of the Beast comment. Don't you think the Mark of the Beast could simply be your DNA or your biometrics, your retina scan? Or
have
your
RFID implanted under your skin. I mean...
Well,
that
I don't even think
real...
it has to go that far, Louise. I think it could just be your DNA or your biometrics.
I agree there. The database
is already
there.
Well, I don't think so, because your DNA you have no choice in.
Right.
You have to receive this mark. They're not going to force you. They're going to give you the option probably of death or taking it if you're in captivity, you know, if you're in a compound or an internment camp. But it has to be accepted. God is not going to allow us to be forced to be damned.
But they could
take
your biometrics.
Actually, in the legislature, Tom, and that's something that people don't realize. There are things happening in the state legislature right now. One is forcing DNA on arrest, not conviction.
Right.
You're right. They're going to legislate it to say that, you know, to try to force you. But, I mean,
I think that's accepting it is when you allow them to take your biometrics or your DNA, that's accepting them to take your mark
and
that
what
God
about
gave
these representatives
you.
Who are voting like that, allowing it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a frightening thing to me because, you know, but as far as that, the biometrics, you see, I go back to the basic definition. It's something that breaks the skin. And, the other thing, I mean, there's not going to hold a gun to my head. If I'm in camp, they're going to probably say you can choose death or you can choose the mark. But I know from the Bible and trusting in God that I can't take that mark.
Right.
I can't do it. I want to live forever. I want the promises.
So, Keith, do you call, like, the local radio stations and write letters to your editor? Do you have people around you in your community pretty awoken to your mindset?
I'll tell you, I think I live in an area where they are just proud of their ignorance. I mean, I've never lived in an area. I'm in Indiana here, and I'll tell you, I talked to so many people, and I tried to give them information and about the Federal Reserve, even worldly things and biblical things to people calling themselves Christians, and I don't have a lot of success, you know. I mean, I have a lot of people. I mean, people just tell me, well, it's still the best country in the world. And I said, it's, you know, it's not even a country anymore. I mean, we've been global. We got the UN. We got, I mean.
You know, Keith, I hear people say that all the time, and I have the opposite situation. I find when I talk to people, I find almost nobody that doesn't pretty much get what's going on. They don't know all the gory details, but most people I know are pretty awoken to what's going on.
Yep. Hey, hang on there. We're coming up to our last break here on the Jim Kiss Show. We need to take a short break and we'll be back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That is an avenue mentality.
Okay, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. Keith from Indiana, I want to thank you for your calls. We've got a couple more to take here before we drop off. Always been good. This show, of course, is brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go on their website, find out more programs that about freedom that you can listen to. Also, if you need business cards, it's a great place to find them. Give them a call, $8 per 100, including shipment, to give you good-looking business cards that you can use every day. We've got a call. Let's take Julie from Iowa. Good morning, Julie, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Jim. Good morning, and thanks to all of you for everything you do. I'm calling regarding the Board of Directors on Numbers USA. I was a little taken back by the information that was given earlier, and I've emailed the copy of their membership to you. Marty Dienerstein is the chairman of the Numbers USA Compensation Committee and president of Immigration Matters. And after a long dissertation of her achievements, the topics on which she writes, speaks, and testifies before Congress include the intersection of secure identity documents to homeland security, document fraud by foreign nationals unlawfully present in the U.S., and non-enforcement of U.S. immigration and labor laws. Another member of that directorship is Don Whedon, and he supports a wide range of programs that aim to preserve biodiversity, put quotes around that, nationally and internationally, and has held management positions for Columbia University and the International Planned Parenthood Federation.
Wow.
Now, Roy H. Beck founded it, and that his association is with Frosty. And I believe that his focus is, in fact, the open borders and the crushing effects of immigration on this country. But it appears to me that this association has taken on some members in their board of directors that have interests other than those of the American people.
Yeah, it sounds like they've been subverted, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Anyway,
I've sent a copy of that to you so you knew who to contact about this. And if there's anything else that I can do, you know, if you want this emailed to certain people on your committee that's trying to get these bills out, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay, you might email me directly, and then when I get a chance to talk with my committee chairman, I'll know where we go from there then. So I really appreciate this information you've added to us here. So sometimes we have some well-meaning groups that get subverted by other people who come on board, and, you know, the original intent then becomes destructive of what the original goal was.
That's what hit me. And this is a very powerful group, in fact.
Oh, yes.
I have used it in the past. I haven't for some time, and I'm very grateful to whoever mentioned this on your show this morning, because it's just unbelievable. So
okay.
I have already emailed you at Jim O'Guest.
Okay, you bet. Thank you, Julie. This is the Jim Guest Show. Thank you for your calls this morning. You can go to thejimguestshow.com to listen to this each week. We will be back next week over the Republic Broadcasting Network with another program featuring topics and guests related to the freedoms of our country. Good morning, America.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
With recent international